a decision on how you'd like to move forward regarding time?
I agree. 7 o'clock is my personal preference for the reasons that Kyle stated. You know, the town council meetings are for the people. And, you know, those people live in town. I do appreciate the, you know, the fire chief and the sheriffs and everybody from Superior, the county planner, the county attorney when he decides to show up, spending their time to come and be, you know, be here. But ultimately, these meetings should be more accessible to the people of Albertson. And so I think, really, ideally, we want to make this easier for them. Now, the downside is that if these meetings do go longer, that, you know, those of us with an early bedtime might find ourselves staying up late. But as I was told recently, and I agree, the meetings are here to get town business done, and until it's done, we should be here. People don't have to stay all the time, but the meetings will go as long as they need to. That's not an issue with me either. I think we should stay at the 7 o'clock meeting and go back to how that is, especially in the summer. The weather's nice.
Right.
Let's
so
just do that.
We might visit the 6 o'clock at a later time when the
I think it's reasonable to maybe look at it again in the future, but after our trial period of 6 o'clock, I think that we've had enough comments and we've seen more people able to attend at the later times, and even people arriving late because they can't get off work in time.
And maybe in the winter, maybe we should address it.
So we'll revisit it again?
Yeah. Because that earlier time in the winter.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
the roads and stuff. Yeah, that makes sense.
The roads.
Okay.
I'd say we go back to 7 o'clock for the summer and the fall, and we can revisit it maybe every quarter.
Okay.
Have that discussion again and see where we're at. You know, it doesn't have to be set in stone, but it doesn't need to be a conversation we have every meeting. So.
I'm hearing the motion.
I'll make the motion to change it to 7 o'clock our meeting time.
I'd like to second that motion.
So a motion has been made to move the meeting time to 7 o'clock, seconded by Tim. Was there a time period for that, or we're just,
are we going to start next month? Until we visit it again, he said, like, quarterly?
Yeah.
That would be, okay.
That wasn't included in your motion.
Okay, well, then we'll revisit it in what, 2 months?
Yeah.
So, Sharon, could you restate your motion, please?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to change, I move.
There you go.
Okay. I move to change the time back to 7 p.m. until such time as we decide that it's going to be back at 6 o'clock, maybe in the winter, or in 3 months. Which would make it, well, you said make a motion.
Okay.
A short motion? It was short.
Okay.
I said, let's change it back to 7.
So Sharon has made a motion to return to 7 p.m. for the next 4 months. Say. The next period until it's decided to
Okay.
open again.
Okay.
Which way are you saying? Let's keep it simple.
Quarterly.
Okay. So Sharon has made a motion that we return to 7 p.m. quarterly. Do I have a second?
Yes, I'll second that motion.
So it's been motioned and seconded. Call the question. Sharon?
Yes.
Tim?
Yep.
Kyle?
Yes.
Very good. So we are back to 7 p.m. for the June 2nd meeting. That will be our next scheduled meeting. And now,
are you supposed to ask for public opinion before you pass the resolution? I'm in favor of 7 o'clock, but following procedure, I think you're supposed to ask for public comment.
Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
Would you like to comment on that?
Yes, I had to kick customers out of my bookstore tonight to come down here and be 25 minutes late for the meeting because it was at 6 o'clock and I like it at 7 o'clock.
Truly noted, yes. That's a good consideration. Thank you very much, Karen. Did you raise your hand, Carrie?
Just raising to help her.
Oh, okay.
I agree because if you look, you know, 98% of Alberton's residents work out of town.
Indeed.
You know what I mean? So it gives them time, even especially in the wintertime, even to drive the roads from Missoula or wherever Superior to get here to make the meeting on time. So I agree with the 7 o'clock.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, George. And Jim?
Mayor, an observation. Your council rules, Town of Alberton Council Rules, Section C, or I'm sorry, Section 4C, Section 1. Regular meetings of the council shall be held on the first Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m. in the council chambers of Town Hall or at such other time and place as designated by the council.
Mm-hmm.
So your council rules do say 7 p.m. If you decide in 1 month to deviate from that, we should probably amend your council rules.
Duly noted. I appreciate that comment, Jim. We had voted 3 months ago to try 6 p.m. on a trial basis.
I see.
And so now I guess we're going back to 7, and in a quarter we'll look at it again, but it appears as though the consensus is 7 o'clock, and that is what our...
An alternative to that, if you're going to do like quarterly changes for weather, things like that,
right,
you could incorporate that in your council rules.
Indeed.
And then you wouldn't have to do this again.
And that's a really good suggestion. So perhaps then when we revisit this on a quarterly basis, then it might be we'll do a little forward thinking and look into the fact that maybe we do 7 o'clock, but we would also be interested in public comment as to whether or not how that affected people, because it's really quite nice that so many come and attend and are concerned and want to hear and observe the town business. So, thank you. Now we will move forward to new business. So the next item on new business is our applications for the town council vacancy. It is a law that the vacancy is supposed to be filled in 30 days. This is part of why I was a little upset, because we didn't do the meeting on the 12th, because the 14th was actually our 30-day time period. So it's not like we're going to all get arrested here or anything like that, but just that we endeavor to do things as we are required by law to do and do them in proper fashion. So this evening we have 4 members who are in attendance in the public forum and are interested in applying to be our council member who is appointed. So it is not up to me to choose. This is a choice of only the council. I do not get a vote. I do not get to break a tie, should there be a tie, though a tie is kind of hard to break, but there must be a consensus that all 3 must agree. So at this time, I would like to call individually on those who are present to stand and state your name so that people can recognize and that the council can be aware of who you are. So first would be Harish.
Yes. Hi, my name is Harry Harish.
Thank you very much for your application. We appreciate that you've come forward and you are interested in being on council. And
yes,
the council has received your application. Thank you.
You're
and for everybody's information, there are 3 criterion, and if you don't mind if I could look at this one, we'll look at this one. 3 criterion that are required. If you are a citizen of the United States, you're at least 18 years of age, and that you have been a resident of the town of Alberton for at least 60 days. And so, for everybody's knowledge, everybody here of the 4 applicants meets that criteria. Betsy, you would be next.
Hi. Elizabeth Eagleman.
All right. Thank you, Betsy. And then we have Wayne Morse.
That would be me, Wayne Morse.
Okay. Thank you. Now, who am I forgetting?
Carrie Ruby.
Hi everyone, I am Carrie Ruby.
Yay. Thank you. Okay. Council, how would you good to proceed. We cannot ask questions of them because they were not provided in advance. Every person who has applied has to be asked the exact same question. They were on the application. And so at this point, I was told that the council was of the opinion they could make the decision based on the applications.
If I may.
If there's specific discussion that we need to ask the.
I just think that I would like to explain a little bit about how this process goes, as far as I understand it. So the council is going to be making this interim appointment position for the remainder of the vacancy term. We did have interest, and there were applications with information about the candidates, and it was kind of like a job application thing, you know, who are you, why do you think you're a good fit for this, you know, like what do you want to do here kind of stuff, so we were provided those ahead of time, and that information, I believe, was adequate for the members of the council to make our decision ahead of this meeting, and our goal is to have that appointment tonight so that we can move forward at the next meeting and not continue to have a vacancy on the council. Obviously, our number one priority, as the mayor reminded me earlier, is to make the best choice possible. But our number two priority is to make a choice as quickly as possible so that we can have a full council. And so I think with those two things in mind, and of course the context that we've had with these applications, and you know, a fair amount of time to deliberate on that information, we're going to make our appointment. I think we can do like we did last time, where we'll take a piece of paper and write it down, and you can give the names.
I have a clarification question.
That's not correct.
No.
No, go ahead, Jill, and ask your question.
We have gone inside and out with the county attorney and with others who have been through the same similar situation in their towns. And the consensus, the opinion that was given to us by the county attorney stated that with a vacancy on a four-member council, then you have a three-member body. And any discussion of two of those members constitutes a quorum. And so if there was any discussion about the applicants outside of this meeting, it constituted a public meeting that was held without notice.
And it's a violation.
It is a violation of state statute.
Okay. So what are you saying?
I don't know what the proper procedure is at this point without...
Okay.
Contacting the attorney and finding out what the procedure should be for the appointment and moving forward.
So my understanding of this is that the four members would be asked questions where the members leave the room, one comes back, and questions are asked, and they're given an opportunity to answer those questions. The very same questions then are asked of the second person. The first person can remain in the room at that point. And then we bring, one at a time, each of the candidates in, asking them the questions. And then if there is discussion that happens, all candidates are asked to leave the room once again. And the discussion would be mainly between the council, though the community may have concerns or comments or questions. But the vote, in my understanding, has to be unanimous in that all three members agree and that all three members agree into what to do. I wanted to schedule a meeting in which the interviews would occur, but then that's when council said they wanted to make their decision based on the information provided in the applications. And the way that then we proceed is that there would be a motion made to appoint the individual, and the time period is for the term that Marvin, when he resigned, is remaining. His term is for December 31st of 2027. So it'll be the remainder of this year and then next year. And if that person wished to then file a declaration and run for council, then that would be for that next election time cycle. So.
Right.
So the recommendation would be to schedule a time when the public has an opportunity to hear the council deliberate about the candidates, because that discussion was held without their knowledge and without notice.
Okay. Great. Well, then let's go ahead and do that. We'll move to table this until we can have that meeting.
Would it be acceptable to do that meeting at 6 o'clock on the 26th at the same time that we do the budget meeting?
Yeah, absolutely, for me.
I agree.
Since we've already scheduled that meeting, and so then we would have two items on the agenda?
Yeah.
Applicants, are you able to return for the 26th meeting? And we did set it when we talked about it at 6 o'clock. Now that we have...
Yeah, I just want to address the fact that I did move to table this.
Right.
When?
Just like, now, right?
You are right now?
Yeah.
You're moving to table this?
The
right.
Appointment.
What's the motion?
I move to table this until we've had the meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Until we've had the meeting where we interview the people, right?
Right. And so we have a motion on the floor, and we have a question, but before we have a question...
I'll second.
We do have a second. Okay. But before we vote, public comment?
Yeah, just as a...
So
I do... Tristan Skrilla. I do hiring as a living, HR. So I wanted to say, I think a week is a very short timeline for candidates to get together. I do think a 2 to 3 week timeline would be better for people to prepare themselves. Just as someone that schedules interviews daily. That's my 2 cents on that. I do think a week's a little short, so I do think extending that out maybe 2 weeks would be a little bit better. Just my 2 cents.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your comment, Tristan. However, we are under a time penalty here.
Mm-hmm.
The position was supposed to have been filled by the 14th.
Yep.
And yeah, so in light of that, I do appreciate your comment, though. We will table this, the motion and second. So then now I will call the question if there's no further comment.
I do have a question from public comment, but.
You have a question?
Yeah. What is expected of us now, the candidates? Like, is
to
it,
return,
we don't have anything else to do, or do we have to do additional things at this moment?
If you still wish to be in the consideration, then you would need to return to the meeting on the 26th. At which time questions will have been prepared in advance. You won't know what those questions are until you arrive at the meeting. You will be asked to leave the room during the question period, and one at a time you will return to the room. If then there has to be discussion, all four candidates will leave the room once again, and I'm pointing that way because I'm guessing we're going to be here, and we'll have candidates go in the library with the door shut, so that then the council can deliberate and ask questions and make comments and express their concerns, as well as the public will have an opportunity to do that. Thank you for asking for that clarification.
Motion's on the table.
Yes.
And seconded.
Right. And we've exhausted now public comment. I'd like to call the question. Sharon?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Kyle?
Yep.
So we have motion to table this until the 26th, and we'll also talk about the budget. Next item on the agenda is that we have another new hire. This person is for our general maintenance operator. Charlie, did you want to talk about our new hire?
We received 4 applicants, and we narrowed it down to 2. We had 2 interviews, and we proceeded to hire Reese Cox as the new general maintenance operator.
Everybody that'll help me, I'm Reese.
Yay!
There it is.
Hi, thank you, Reed.
And welcome to the team.
Thank you.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is to talk about the town website. It was determined that it would be easier for us to maintain and operate, I guess essentially, I don't know exactly the words are, to take control of the website ourselves. Jay Lynn, who was the new hire that we talked about last month, is capable of managing the website, programming the website, and if you'd like to now take over so that I don't say it wrong.
So the we ran into an issue. We had someone previously that was not officially hired to manage the website, but who was doing it as a service to the town, which we are extremely grateful for, all the service that she provided to do that for the town in the interim. There were some communication issues with things being posted incorrectly, and the back and forth became very laborious to try and make those corrections. And the determination was made in the office that it was more efficient to bring that activity in-house, since I had the capability of being able to code the website and update it as needed. So that was done this past week. The request has been made, and through numerous public comments, about a general lack of appreciation for the aesthetics and use of the website. We are looking into the possibility of creating a new website. We have put out proposals for IT services, for networking, and for web development, and we've received two proposals back. Those may need to be, those people may need to be requested to make changes based on things that we've discovered since that time and since we've taken over the website. We are still updating the website with the agenda, so the button for the agenda will still go to the current agenda. We will have that continually updated as quickly as the agenda is published. It should be there. But we did want to let people know that over the course of the next 30 to 60 days, based on whether or not we are making in-house updates to the website or whether or not those updates are occurring based on our selection of an IT professional to do that, there may be periods of time where the website is down for maintenance. So we just wanted to notice the town that that may be occurring. And if you need or want any information that was previously on the website, you're more than welcome to email the clerk at townofalberton, all spelled out, at blackfoot.net in order to obtain information that's on the website currently. That's it.
Okay. And we're going to take into consideration the comment about the Town of Alberton Facebook page and having notices.
Alberton community. Oh, it's the Alberton Montana community.
Thank you.
Right. That's good.
I mean, if I see it in time and I'm not busy with work, I mean, I have no problem posting it. Say, you know, on there, but because it's a public forum.
It is.
And so anybody can say, hey, the town president is a town council meeting.
Correct. But our specific postings, we will be doing ourselves. Yes.
Yes.
So,
because we have to be careful of comments will be always turned off.
Right.
Because that becomes a public meeting?
So I just want to let everyone know. So when we were at the Municipal Institute and they were discussing record keeping and public comment and freedom of speech, one of the issues that came up is Facebook pages. And Facebook pages have been the bane of the existence for so many towns in regards to this. So the recommendation was made that if the town does create an official Facebook page, which we have the intention of doing, there will not be any comments allowed on the page. It will simply be for notices only. So if you go in and like the page after it's created, we will let people know that it's there and how to find it. And once you do, you can click, you know, to follow the page and receive notifications from it. And when we do post things, we will post them as notices only, but comments won't be allowed on the Facebook page.
Right.
But we do not have,
an
official one at this time.
You know, that Alberton community page. Mm-hmm. Anybody, you know, anybody in here that hears there's a meeting can post, say, hey, just
sure.
A reminder, there's an intermediate meeting.
Sure. But those don't constitute our statutorily required notice.
Right.
Correct.
With this.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. And we love it when you guys do that.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we wanted to be sure to report that there's going to be some downtime for the maintenance and construction of the new website, and to not be surprised and thinking that we're going out of business because we didn't collect all our water bills. We will be working on that as quickly and as efficiently as we possibly can. Any additional comment or questions regarding that item? Hearing none, we will move forward then to talk about a town logo design contest that Jalen has proposed. So as the town continues to develop its identity and communications, Jalen has proposed that we establish an official town logo. This town logo would be used on letterhead, the website, other official communications to ensure community engagement and creativity. And she is recommending conducting a town-wide logo design contest. We have extra copies of this.
Yeah, I can send them by email, or I can...
Yes.
Yeah.
So everyone who signed in this evening, if you have included your email, this will go out. Please share this far and wide. Let's get some participation in the logo contest.
So the proposal was that we conduct a contest, and I would appreciate approval to move forward with organizing a contest for it. And I would really appreciate the council's feedback on eligibility requirements for, I think, during the town forum, Tim mentioned that he wanted to make sure that there weren't submissions that were entirely AI created. And whatnot, that this actually does reflect not only the town, but also the creativity and the artwork and the talents that this town actually has to offer, which I really appreciated. And so I would really appreciate comment as well from the council on additional eligibility requirements that you think would be pertinent, any potential prizes, the judging panel, and any guidelines for submission that we could put together for the town's for the council's approval at maybe the next meeting or a subsequent meeting after that. And then if there is any budget requirement necessary for any type of prize or any kind of minimal cost promotion or something to reward someone who won the contest for the town logo. And I recommended that the council approve proceeding with a townwide logo contest to engage residents and develop an official logo for use in all official communications. So I appreciate any feedback or comments that you have and would appreciate the approval.
Yeah, do we have any timetable on this? Are you trying to get this done sooner, or is this something we can sort of like move forward at our own pace?
I don't have a timeline, except that the longer that we go without something like that, the less official we look.
Yeah. That's all right. I was thinking this would be a good thing. Perhaps have some form of announcement or something around Railroad Days this summer, tie it in with the town.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Maybe do an exhibit where you display everybody's stuff, something mm-hmm. like that, as part of the protest.
Oh, that's great.
You know, I do like the idea of having it be like people's choice, but it could also just be we could have a panel of judges, and then everyone can just see it. Like a county fair kind of exhibit, and then
mm-hmm.
the blue ribbon or whatever goes to the thing as for prizes. I'm happy to do some more deliberating on that. But
I love the
that's
idea.
That's good, because I was going to ask if you know the rule when you make a suggestion that you just
volunteer.
Albertson is a town full of really creative people, so I'm sure we'll have some.
Together for
yeah.
So do we need a vote on whether or not we have the approval to move forward with this concept?
All first. I think it's great.
Kyle has motioned that we institute a town logo design contest.
Yeah. I'll second that. I think it's a good idea.
Seconded by Tim. Is there any additional comment or suggestion from the public before we vote?
Must live in the town of Alberton.
Yeah, do you want it to be a criterion that you have to be a resident in order to participate?
Well, there's a number of us that aren't in Alberton town limits that are of Alberton. It's tough when you limit it to the town limits, because everybody right outside doesn't count anymore.
Well, I guess I understand the city and stuff like that.
Keep it general county at least.
Well, no, because half of us are in Missoula.
Superior getting in on it, and, you know, it's for the town of Alberton, it's not for Superior.
Well, what if you limit it to their address says Alberton, they get their mail from the post office?
You get it from the Alberton post office.
And it's probably not as likely somebody from Superior would want to participate in it.
Okay.
But it's interesting, there are a number of people who consider Alberton their home. And when I quiz them a little deeper, where is it that you live, what's your address? And then I just go, oh, we're up Pedigree, or, oh, we're up Nine Mile, but they consider themselves an Albertonian, so.
Well, I live on Bernie Road, and we're still not considered Alberton either. That's like, we're still considered, we can't vote in, we can vote for the school, we can vote for certain things.
Exactly.
It's very, it's hair-mask what we can do in, you know, right outside of 2 minutes down the road, yeah.
But you have the right to, you know, enjoy the community center and the library, and send your kids to the school, and so, yeah. Kind of nice, that makes Alberton a little bigger.
Maybe you still have to call it.
If we're. I will call the question then, Sharon.
Yes.
Jim.
Yeah.
And Kyle.
Yes.
Motion carries, we will have a yay logo design contest, tell your friends, tell your neighbors.
Yeah.
And you'll hear more about it at Village.
Hopefully before that.
Well, if we're gonna do a big announcement on your day.
Oh, I can't.
I meant
that we would maybe have the art exhibit at the other things.
There's two ones.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Tim, you and I.
Got it.
We need to have, yeah, we need to discuss ideas so that would they can, we can put together your ideas into the proposal that we present to the council. I would love that.
Sounds good.
Okay, and to have that happen as soon as possible, because July 18th is Railroad Day.
Gotcha.
So if we want that to be the, we have to come up with a deadline prior to that, so we'll be talking about it again at the June meeting.
Yeah, and I invite any work that you want to do on that, Tim. If you want to spearhead any of that, I just wanted there to be a contest, and I wanted to get a logo. It doesn't matter to me who does the whole thing. Thank you very much.
And then we have animals on the agenda. Dog clinic at large and a livestock location and nuisance, so.
Oh, you skipped one.
Oh, did I skip one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Town clerk's residence. So, it is my understanding that town employees are supposed to live within the town limits. And if they don't, then they're required to have council approval of not living in Alberton proper. Charlie has always lived outside of the town, and Shannon definitely lives outside of the town. She lives up in the crib. Charlie's up in Houston, up 6 Mile. And ironically, that is now where Jimin lives, because when she first moved here from Utah, she could not find a suitable residence within the town limits. And so it is a requirement. And so I'm now asking for council approval of Jalen's residence being outside of Alberton proper.
We also need to ask for Shannon's as well.
Me too.
Well, we'll start with Jalen.
There you go.
But do we need permission for Charlie?
Probably.
Council, what do you say?
I think it's funny, but you know, we could let these outsiders hang out.
Well, that's an interesting way to put it. Jimin said something earlier to me today, and I don't know if I can repeat it, perhaps you can. Something about the perspective of not living in this town.
Well, I'll share it if you want. I want to make it quick and brief.
Yeah.
I fully appreciate the requirement that most governments have that anyone who is in a position of making decisions for the residents of an area should be subject to the rules and the laws that they are implementing on other people, and I fully support that. I do find it, however, interesting the perspective that outsiders can bring to positions that are not decision-making. They are simply service positions, like, for example, my position is in service to the town in record-keeping and whatnot, and in doing the billing and accounting, and Shannon's and even Charlie's in doing the public works. It's interesting because where you are in a position of having to enforce those decisions when necessary, like, for example, late fees on the utility bills. And unfortunately, you got people that are going to come into the office and they're going to be upset at you, and it would be really nice to not to have to live next to them and have them shining their floodlight in my bedroom window all night long because they were pissed off about that. So it's kind of nice to live outside of town where you're in a position of having to enforce the decisions that are being made by people that live inside of it. So it was just kind of an interesting dynamic, and I just brought that up to the mayor today that I just find it interesting that all of the employees seem to live outside of town, which may be to the town's benefit, but the fact that it's so necessary for people that are making decisions for the town that live in it and are subject to those same rules that they're making.
And in the last 2 years, Charlie has worked for the town of Alberton. I don't believe it has, I'm not aware of any time where it's been an issue that you couldn't do your job based on where you live. You manage to respond to emergencies, take your water samples in a timely manner, all of the...
Well, everyone likes Charlie.
I'm sorry.
You love Charlie.
Well, we all love Charlie.
He's easy to like, yeah.
So I would like to suggest that the council move that the three employees who live outside of the town limits location be approved.
Yeah, I'll first.
Is that so moved? By Kyle? Is there a second?
I'll second it, yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
So,
they're already doing their job anyway.
How come you're not making him say, I motioned to make this?
Because you did it to her.
I mean, serious. You guys all made fun of me and everything, and you're not making him say that I moved to make this motion.
I'm sorry, dear, that you felt this so
ill. Yeah, you guys, yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're most welcome.
Is that important?
Kyle, would you repeat the motion?
I move to motion to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any additional comment or discussion from the public?
Charlie could rent my treehouse if you need any more.
I thought Charlie lived here.
Charlie can live in my house for free, man.
You are life, see?
Oh, right.
People like you.
I heard you lived in a parking lot or a garage.
Man, I don't think anybody can turn more red.
I just don't want to blow my cover. I've been snuggling up in the lagoon all this time. So, you know.
Well, if we did blank, it'd be a great time to talk about it.
I will call the question then. Sharon?
Yes.
Tim?
Yep.
Kyle?
Yes.
Thank you very much. The motion carries that the three employees who live outside of the town proper have been approved of their residence locations. Thank you so much. Now we can talk about animals. So the council has in their packet our dog ordinance as well as the livestock, keeping of livestock ordinance that we have in the books. We also have an official inspection statement. Where should we begin? Talking about dogs running at large? Council?
We should start with the dogs because I feel like on the Alberton page is the most talked about thing I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, very good.
Always.
Not that I even care, but it's, it is funny.
Okay, dogs have been a topic since we found an ordinance book that actually has ordinance number one in it, and they were talking about dogs way back then.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, we found the original ordinance book in the museum that has it, all of the ordinances from the 1920s typed out. They're stamped, they're signed. And we were floored flipping through like ordinances that are, you know, single digit ordinances, and they're talking about the dogs.
So they're talking about people's dogs. There's a license and registration that is required in a drawer in the town hall. We have little tags that could be put on.
You want us to license our dog?
Technically, that's already required.
Is this
an amended rule? What was that written?
It's in the ordinance currently.
I don't care. They rewrite laws all the time. Sure.
No, we don't.
It's
what
already
written.
We do not rewrite laws.
Yeah, you do.
Without proper procedure.
Yes.
In order to have a new ordinance.
When did we move to New York? When? Seriously, a license for a dog in Albany.
Those licenses and tags.
It's been on the books for a long time.
It's horseshit. That's what I think.
Well, you can say that. It is part of our ordinance. And it has been for another.
Do I got to carry a dog bag around now and pick up his poop too?
You have to leave it to look at it.
Okay. So,
Mayor, could you call the order on this issue?
Yes.
I just want to make sure we have it proper for the record. The what is the issue that's being raised?
Being asked to buy a license.
I'm sorry.
The issue began at running dogs running at large is what was put onto the agenda. I didn't personally receive the comment, and that's why I turned it over to council, because I thought maybe council, and I know there's been comments about dogs barking. And to answer the question regarding the ordinances, these ordinances have been on our books.
I've been surrounded by barking dogs since I moved here in 21.
Mayor, could you call the order?
And you need to be recognized by, I know we've been fairly loose here, but you need to be recognized.
Why? Because I have an opinion that differs from yours?
No, sir.
So this doesn't become a free-for-all?
This has been a pretty loose conversation.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has been. So if you will please be respectful, that's all that we're asking at this point in time. And just to call everyone's attention, we have a public participation guideline on the back of the agenda. We haven't been using the public participation guidelines of the past, but it's important that everyone have an opportunity to speak and that everyone is heard. So, I do hear your comment.
Did you know that I turn around some days and there's a dog standing in my kitchen that came through the door? Did I have no idea where it came from?
No, I did not know that.
It happens all the time, stupid stuff like that. Or literally, I can't even leave my door without a dog barking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm out of turn. How am I supposed to do this? I don't know either.
Well, thank you for your yes.
Okay.
That would work.
I'll do that.
I appreciate your honesty and being up here. I don't know what the next action is. That's why I turned it over to council to find out.
We have collars on our dogs. It's a simple fix.
Oh. You have a collar?
Glue it on them. They stop barking real quick. It's called long-range hearing.
Oh, you have a bark collar.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we do not have a bark collar requirement in our ordinance. And so it talks about tagging and collaring them. And I know that people are also required to register their dog when they live in town. My understanding was, should your dog bite someone, then that way the dog could be identified. So, I am not sure how to proceed because I didn't
have a conversation in advance about this being on the agenda?
Yeah, if I may.
Please.
I also was not spoken to about why this was on the agenda. But, you know, as you mentioned before, anyone can see there are dogs running all over town. So I think the most pertinent part of this, obviously, for legal reasons, is, yeah, it'd be nice to identify the dog if it is, you know, a menace and causes some harm. But really, the fact of the matter is that people really just don't pay attention to that, and especially the fact that dogs aren't running all over town on their own. As far as what we're doing here, discussing this ordinance, I'm not really sure. I don't think we're going to be amending this. I don't think we're going to be doing anything but acknowledging that that is, in fact, the ordinance. By my read of this, I don't know exactly what the council is being asked of here, and since I wasn't also informed why it was on the agenda, outside of the context, now if we could move on to this packet's final page. We do have a page about livestock.
I'm talking about the dogs first.
Well,
I'm with you on that, Taylor. I also don't quite understand. I assume that there was an issue with dogs running around town.
So I think there is an issue, but I don't think we have an official complaint about dogs in our hands right now.
It's not in their hands, Lori.
It's at large.
They do not have copies of the official complaints that have been received. The majority of those complaints have been received by the Sheriff's Department. And when we spoke to a member of the Sheriff's Department, they mentioned that they would like to be here when this discussion happens because they are the best person to inform the council about the types of complaints, what is going on, why this is an issue. And unfortunately, he's been called out.
So I do recall at the end of the last meeting, I did provide the sheriff in attendance with a copy of these ordinances, and they had mentioned that at the next meeting they would be bringing in some assistance and some more context on how the town of Alberton could address that. But as it stands, again, I do want to reiterate, there is no complaints that I have in front of me. So as a council, I don't think we have any action to take. The only thing we do have is this document here, which as it pertains to livestock in town.
Is our training at large will be then tabled?
Well, I mean, it's yeah, absolutely. But I'd like to move to table the discussion about the animal ordinance as it pertains to dogs until we have the sheriff in attendance and his
to speak to that.
Yeah.
So. I do have in my folder that I was told to keep in my packet a complaint form from 24 about barking dogs off Old Milwaukee Spur. They have 12 dogs, 3 adults, and 9 puppies. But that was Rosella. I don't know if they're still there anymore. But since 24, we've had problems with.
You mean 2024?
Yeah.
2024, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we have a motion on the table to table discussing the dogs running at large. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you, Kyle. Motion and a second. Is there any additional discussion? I will call the question to table dogs running at large. Sharon?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Kyle?
Yes.
Thank you. So now let's move on to the livestock location and nuisance.
Great. So we do have the livestock ordinances as well provided to us in our packet. So that makes the context of this document here a little bit more relevant.
Well, not really.
Absolutely. Do you have something you'd like to say? Because I think you have some.
That's like me moving next to your house and saying you can't have your horses.
Do you mind?
Yeah, actually, and if I may, could you explain a little bit more about what the issue at hand is? That
I don't really know. No one's ever given me an official complaint.
Okay.
And there's documents being passed around about me being too close to somebody's house,
that moved in next to me and built a house.
So
my tax shed has been there since 2022 of the spring.
For the record, could you give us your name?
Justin Smith.
Thank you.
And other than 301 Railroad.
Thank you.
And your name, ma'am?
Cecily.
Cecily? Okay.
And the only thing there in the next to me was a freaking elm tree. Or a tree.
Essentially, until the duplex was built, yes.
After the horses.
I'm only 50 feet from the other person. The law says 20 feet.
Mm-hmm. So the ordinance isn't just made yesterday or the day before you
moved. Exactly. It doesn't say somebody can move into me next to me and say, you move your horses because I want to build a house here.
No, that's not what the ordinance says.
And I will say, according to this official inspection statement that you do have in our hands, it looks as if the inspections concluded that the measured distance exceeds and meets the required separation and is in compliance. So
I know, but why are we bringing it up? Shouldn't we bring it up?
Well, that's kind of what my question is.
There is no
complaint. There's been an additional complaint.
There's no complaint in my hand.
Not in your hand, sir, because the complaint comes
from
us. Are
we not allowed to face our accusers?
One at a time, please, for the record, because I am recording this and I have to transcribe. You are out of.
Are we allowed to face our accusers?
Yes, sir, you are.
Well, I thought so.
That's what
I have no papers that I did something wrong. And I know I did because I read the law before I did it all.
Okay.
We're just trying to get an understanding of here. So,
that's the right.
Yes, sir.
I like where you're going, and I'm behind you here, but let's keep it.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's keep it a little more respectful to give you a better platform.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I mean, coming at me for something that don't even need to be brought up.
No one here is coming at you at all.
Yeah.
We're just trying to figure out.
Somebody is, and I haven't even seen the report.
But it's not any of us here, so let's try to figure it out.
Am I allowed to
You would allow me to finish.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, please.
The complaint that we received.
Yeah.
Has not been a formal complaint. We have not received anything in writing, either anonymous or otherwise. It has been a hearsay complaint.
Yeah.
The first complaint that we wanted to make sure that there was no issue with any ordinance violation.
Yeah.
So I would appreciate you allowing me to finish. You will have your time. You can have a full 3 minutes where you are uninterrupted. That is procedure when you request that time. And the chair recognizes you. Right now I'm speaking. Thank you very much. We proactively went to see if there was going to be any potential complaint about an ordinance violation. So in order to help you from a non-official complaint, we went out and measured. We found any ordinances that might pertain to your situation. We went out and measured and found that based on the ordinances that we have, based on location, we could not find any violation. And I typed this inspection statement up, and Charlie signed it for your benefit. Okay, now, I'm not finished. There's more to this. I am not finished. There's more to this. Please allow me to speak. The other complaint that came in, and I believe this is the only reason that this is here being discussed, is the fact that there were complaints about smell. And I think the only reason this is on the agenda was to give you an opportunity to let the council know and thereby notice the town if you have any measures that you have taken, and you can formally notice the town what those are regarding any potential smell complaint. And we would really appreciate hearing that.
What's the smell complaint?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
This is why we would like to know it.
Well, why am I talking to you? I don't know what it is.
We,
you guys once said it was a problem.
We're trying to preempt.
I don't know.
We're trying to help you.
But what is the smell problem?
Okay, so we have had people from the school that have talked to us and said that they noticed
the smell. Did they fill out a formal complaint?
She just stated.
I mean, that's the way it's supposed to go. I had to read the laws before I built my tax shed and a whole corral.
Right. Right. So, and you heard what she just said.
Well, I understand.
Because
that.
the reason this is here is because you came to the office.
Yes, ma'am. Here, because some other people are coming
here,
to my door.
Okay, but we're not.
No, they come to me to tell me you guys are about to try to take my horses.
So this is why.
So that's
because
why
you came and informed us formally in the office about an issue that you are having in the town about someone potentially complaining about you, then now we're involved because you involved us. And we preemptively went out to assist you in that regard. The only thing we have been unable to nail down so far is where the complaint potentially about smell may be coming from and whether it's founded or not. And that is what we'd like you to comment on. Please tell us.
Hauled out of there daily, the manure that went in the gardens for my fertilizer, and the rest of it is none of their business.
So your statement is
manure management.
I just want to be
shade for horses. There ain't nothing them horses need.
I just want to be clear for the record.
That you believe that the measures in their diet don't breed flies.
So you believe you've taken all necessary measures to make sure there's no smell comment. Okay. Would you mind at all providing a letter to the town stating what measures that you have taken, just so we have it for our record if someone decides to formally complain about it?
Something wrong.
No, it doesn't. No, it's just something. It's like this, something that you have to be able to say. I'm not in violation. And if we have something from you that's a formal statement from you, if someone comes and complains, then we can investigate, and if we don't find a smell, we can provide them with a whole list of information to educate them.
I can't stop that. It's a horse.
Well, I'm aware of that.
If I can have a horse by law, I can have the smells that go with
it. I've been a horsewoman my whole life. If you ask me, horse manure is like tiptoe through the tulips, okay? But that's not for everybody.
Does it need to be long, just short?
Just a list of what you do. We would appreciate it. We're just asking for cooperation.
In some people's yards around here.
We're just asking for you to provide us help so that we can help you.
If you come into the office,
thank you.
Jalen would be happy to type something up.
Right.
Yes, I would.
Sorry.
Thank you.
It's just hard to be accused of shit you didn't do.
It's ridiculous for all this, for having horses.
Just because I wanted to do something.
If people
want to
complain, it's my own damn business.
Well,
they should come to talk to someone, you know?
Unfortunately, we can't make them do that.
People are uncomfortable coming directly to talk to you, except to tell you that
that's called cowardice.
And to I understand.
Cowardice.
So we're here to give the opportunity for open comment.
Good thing.
You have a, Laureen, you have a hand raise.
I was waiting until he was finished.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, just my 2 cents. I do smell your horses, I would say, twice a year, and that's fine. So I give you a lot of grace for that. Yes, it might be a smell problem for 2 weeks, and then it's gone. So that's like, and I also enjoy seeing the horses. Like, I don't think that's an issue.
So I
can hear some people new in town complaining about the smell, but it's, again, it's a 2 week issue twice a year and then it's gone. So.
When is that? Wintertime when it's raining or something?
Yeah, like spring in, yeah, wintertime, yeah. It's, yeah, when you fertilize, yeah. It's like, again, it's a 2 week issue and then it's gone.
For that, you know, and we have a place to put it. It don't even stay around, you know, we kick it out there now.
Well, I think too, because it's
before we were having to haul it all the way to another place in the county, you know, so we can't drive it every day, so we had it in a stock hauling it up for a couple days, so we could actually afford to do it.
You ever feel like, you know, it's upsetting you, know that, you know, I think us here will advocate to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Get your back in the situation. That's kind of what's going on.
Yeah, I'll talk to anybody. I'm not going to make you feel bad about smells because I love it.
Yeah.
And I want to be,
you know, of course, someone's going to come over, check ordinance, make sure everything checks out so it gives us a standing to, you know, give somebody if they're trying to give you a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would want you to get rid of your horses.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that you came
last
week.
Basically,
and
then
you
all the way after the round.
I know you sat through this whole meeting
here.
I appreciate
your
patience.
Thank you for your patience. Garth, you have a comment?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Garth Reedy. Justin, can I approach? I want to commend you guys, first of all, for having this guy's back.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? To take the diligence to go in and measure. I mean, he's done everything he could, and I just want to say, these guys are trying to help.
I understand.
And I've known you, so I'm just, you know, you keep it mellow. These guys are telling you, you write that letter, you show the abatement, what you've done, everything. That is just preemptive to help you in the long run if someone comes out. So.
I apologize, everyone.
It's all right, it's all right.
Well, I got PTSD from military, and this is hard to do.
Yeah.
So, you're all getting any horses or mine?
See that?
Serve them.
Yeah, so. I understand.
I get around.
I just wanted to say thanks to the city council for doing that diligence. But look into that before.
They get used, but they're even horses in training, they're not. We don't ride around jolly on them all the time, they're in a program being trained. And so they get damaged and used a lot.
I just think that if you do just a little letter, you're not admitting any guilt, helps you in the long run.
All right.
Just so that you have some backup and there's some people here to help you.
Well, thank you guys.
All right.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you came into the office to talk to me personally and you come to two meetings in a row. This is great. And like we've been able to put together to bed the less rope issue, and he's been good about being communicative. I appreciate that you have been as well. Thank you.
How do I bring up something if I wanted to have an issue?
Well, that would be the next item on the agenda. Would you like to be the first person for public comment?
No, I would.
Okay.
I can't handle the school life anymore. I haven't seen the night sky since I moved to Alberton.
Ah, and right.
It's just ridiculous. If they could just at least aim them at the parking lot, not my house. They're all, James put them all aimed right at my house.
No, I think we have an ordinance for that.
We do have.
It's called the night sky.
We've already implemented it last year, so.
I can't.
I think we would easily be able to take care of that.
I just want that aimed down at the.
Right.
For safety issue, I'd have that for safety.
Right.
Why did they spend in the team? Jeez, man, it's like, if you talk about candle power, you could go do moon shadows on my house. I got a blackout, I have blackout curtains in every window just so I can sleep.
So Justin, I have a contact at Northwestern Energy, and so that we can then talk with him about what our options are.
Right.
I have seen where there's a shield that can be put on one side.
Kind of inward reflected down.
Yeah.
I asked James to do that. He said he could do it.
You got it in the record now.
Yeah.
Very good. Does anyone else have public comment regarding the lights?
Oh, no.
Okay. We're now moving on to other public comment.
I have.
So, well, I don't remember your name.
Oh, my name's Ryan Larry.
Ryan Larry.
So, a couple things that have come up. One is the air-resistant garbage cans. So, I know some people who work for Republic who have also asked about what brand. And when that brand that the town was getting was told them, when they told him, he said those things are very hard. When they dump them, sometimes they don't dump. It's not their job to get out and make sure they open up. So that's one thing. Another thing is all I ever did, like I take my garbage can, put it out there with everybody else's, and the next day theirs would be all over the place and mine wouldn't, because it was a simple thing. All I'd do is just go once a week, spray it down with bleach, spray the outside of the can down with bleach, and the bears don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just one of my concerns. It's like, why waste all this money, or is this going to come out of the town's money or is it a grant? As far as buying these bear-resistant garbage cans, I really think it's kind of not needed, but I think there's simple measures that can be made to.
Can I address it?
Well,
yeah.
Okay, I have a public comment. This is my comment.
And
this has to do with YouTube. I looked up some stuff and it says an antidote for rumors is the truth. And so that's what we need to get to, is the truth.
Okay.
Now, there is a rumor going around that I heard that BearSmart is not, it's a for-profit entity, and it is not. It is a grant-funded group And everybody's welcome to come to our group meetings. It's last Thursday of every month. And you can come in and find out all of our, what's going on. We have FWP, which is Jamie Jonko.
Fish Wildlife Parks.
Yeah, FWP, Fish Wildlife and Parks. And he can explain where the bears are. He knows where the bears are and explain a lot of what's going on. And it's not only about the cans. We have talked to Republic Services, and the Bear Smart group got grants to buy the cans. And they are free of charge. And like my daughter put on her Facebook page today, that she called up Republic Services, and we've been paying $60 every quarter for our bear-proof garbage can. She called them up and said, look, Bear Aware, the Bear Smart group, is implementing the cans for everybody in the Alberton area. They're going to be Bear, and they're Kodiak. They'll be Kodiak. Anyway, they're all paid for. Republic assured us that there was no extra charge, which now there is an extra charge for because we've been paying for it. But there's no extra charge for these cans. They assured us that the price would not go up for these cans. Republic owns the cans, and they're the ones we worked with to get these cans. And anyway, so, and the rumor is that we are not a nonprofit, but we are a nonprofit. We just are not a nonprofit. We are under the, we have a fiscal sponsor, which is Montana Outdoor Legacy Foundation, and the manager is Mitch King. If you come to our meetings, you can get all this report. All the spending for these grants, they go through that Mitch, the Montana Outdoor Legacy. Everything that's spent has to be recorded, and there's Congress has federally said that they agree that we need to have a management plan. But all the grant money has to go to a specific entity and it's monitored, restricted, and the use of the money, it has to be used what you apply the grant for. It has to be paid for that. The only people that are paid is Jen, I can't pronounce her name.
Norton.
Yeah. And here is the fiscal report, our financial report for the Bear Smart. And it says it doesn't exist at a congressional level. It is a highly activity, community-driven program adapted from Canada by the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee, the IGBC. It is implemented and locally by the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Okay, then I have these papers if you want to look at the local Bear Smart initiatives. My printer ran out of ink. But I feel that my job as being on the town council and all of our jobs is it's up to us to help make our community safe. And one of the things that we decided to do was to implement the Bear Group, the Bear Aware program.
Yeah, which in 2024, the town council adopted a resolution that promoted the town of Appleton as a Bear Smart.
And this is what we're doing. And it's a rumor. It's a rumor around town that Lorene and I are in cahoots with the Bear Smart and we're getting everything that we want. That is so not true. We do go to the meetings. I'm a director and she's a director. We're part of it.
Director.
Yeah, we're all considered directors.
But
number one, my duty is public trust. And that is 2-2-103 of the Montana, the MCA. It says, as a council member, your actions are to be visible. We're supposed to be visible to everybody. You're accountable for what you do, and you do it with a public that's diverse. Now, this is public service. We're all public service. It's not about me. It's about you, the public. And we're here to facilitate the public good. The decisions are formed. We discuss them. We storm with our ideas. And we perform, then we perform the act. Okay, the powers and duties of the mayor is under 7-5-4102, and the duties of us, the council, is 7-3203. So, and then I looked up, and it's not only the cans to keep the bears out of town. It is to keep safety. This is part of our job, the safety of the town, the people, and all the inhabitants here. Now in Potomac, this lady was worked for the school, had food in her truck. Bears broke into her truck and destroyed her truck. Okay, there was a black bear that was in a car after it got stuck inside, destroyed the car. So we're not just worried about the garbage is being dumped, and we're worried about property damage. I mean, we're talking chickens, our small dogs. And I mean, seriously, that's what I wanted to do, was squelch this rumor that we are out for just making money and, you know, what I joined for was to eliminate or at least reduce the conflict of the bears and the people. I started in 22. I started doing this because they came and did a program. But anyway, so here is how our funding is managed. So if you have a question, I have this. My printer ran out of ink, so I couldn't print it out. But I'm just saying, my duty as a council member is to ensure that our town is safe. And what we're trying to do is reduce the conflict between the bears and, well, and I mean, cats or whatever, the mountain lions or whatever. We need, because if we get deer in town, we're going to have cats. I mean, it's just inevitable that we're going to have this, but we need to reduce the chances of a conflict.
Is this an optional thing? Because here's why I'm asking. I didn't
right.
get to finish my whole my
okay.
whole thing here. Was it has nothing to do with, you know, if it came from a grant or whatever, that's great. And the cans, some people like it. I know two people in particular have a very hard time with their hands trying to open them. That's why those households don't want these bears.
That is probably the toter. Is that the one with the latch?
I don't know. I'm just saying that was
okay.
something that I've had two people bring up that
no,
they asked. They couldn't be here. They asked me to bring that
so
up.
If,
they,
okay, so
this
evening,
we'll,
if
we'll
I
figure
can
it
come
out
to you really quickly,
yeah.
We're not deciding anything tonight.
Right.
We're just commenting on things.
Right, this
and
is just my comment.
Overboard on her comment.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She did.
Oh.
But it's okay.
Okay,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
No,
okay.
I
believe I have a right to stand up and
you do.
Tell people that this is just an ugly rumor.
Exactly.
An ugly rumor that needs to be.
All due respect, we give 3 minutes to everyone to speak.
Okay.
There's another question back here.
Okay.
Technically, you have 1 minute, 22 seconds left. Do you yield?
Yeah, I'd love to finish.
Thank you.
So the second thing, real quick, was there's, and there's a rumor, is about putting like electric things around on the fruit trees and stuff that, you know, this isn't Missoula County. No offense. This is Mineral County, this is a small town of Alberton. I don't think that we're gonna have, you know, trying to make this Missoula is, it just seems like there's more and more stuff from Missoula trying to come out here, and I hate it. That's why I live here. So I'll leave it at that. I'm hoping we can talk about that, just leave things the way they are. And then the last thing I have is, we used to have a recycle bin.
Yeah.
And I'd love to have it back. I understand there was, you know, and I don't have facts, but I understand there was some possible embezzling and stuff going on with that. I'm not gonna, but I would like to, that's something that this community can use, but I understand that people are throwing their regular garbage in and all that. And I know we can't regulate it, but it would be nice to have a recycle bin back, you know, to put in, throw in, like, right now, I burn my cardboard, and I have a big, huge fire pit. You know, if I have access, because I get chili boxes all the time, you know, and if nobody's moving, I could take them down to the recycle bin. And that was just a suggestion. If we could get it back, it'd be great. It could be tabled for the discussion later. That's fine.
Well, public comment is for comment. Yeah. It's not an open discussion. And
yeah.
So I appreciate your comments. I appreciate you have 3 different comments. That's wonderful. And that I had said at the beginning of the meeting, and I'm not sure if you were here.
Yeah, because I didn't know it started at 6.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
So I announced that we're going to have a town hall meeting specifically to talk about the Bear Smart group issues, whatever, in order to essentially kind of fall back, regroup, and begin again in explaining what it is the Bear Smart group is about. Because in 2024, the town council did adopt a resolution in order to promote the town of Alberton as a Bear Smart community. In 2025, the council also adopted the Bear Human Conflict Management Plan for the town of Alberton. So because, you know, there's roughly 12, 15 people that come consistently to our meetings, that doesn't get back out into the public as well. And I said, let's have a town hall meeting.
All right.
So we can have all of this discussion, all of this information brought at that meeting at the town hall meeting. And we'll make sure you brought it. I appreciate that you brought it up, and we will be sure that it gets publicized. Well.
And do you mind if I make a small comment also to respond to that?
Well, it's not for discussion.
I would like to give the floor to Tristan. He's been waiting very patiently.
You're not the one to give the floor to anyone, by any point over Kyle, but thank you for pointing him out.
I apologize, I have to be.
He's been back for waiting.
Okay,
thank you, guys.
And I also saw there was another hand. So go ahead, Tristan.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I lived here 2 years. I have a 20-pound dog. When I first moved here, she was always on a leash going out, and I was more concerned about, you know, bears, wolves, whatever. Bears aren't a concern for me anymore. I've lived here for 2 years. I've seen more moose than bear. So I will say, the Bear Smart, yes, I can understand why that would be a problem for some people, maybe farther out. In Alberton, though, I do feel like, as a community, we don't deal with the issue enough to make it this high of a priority in Alberton. We have dogs running around, we have trash out, like it's not, the Bear Smart, yes, it is smart to a point. I do think it's been pushed on Alberton a little too much to where it's almost exhausting now to see the Bear Smart all over the place all the time. It's becoming just, you see Bear Smart, it's like, okay, no, that's another sign, it's becoming numb for people, where every time they see Bear Smart, they ignore it, because it is just talked about so much now, and most people do feel like it's unnecessary in this town, in the community. Like, I don't see a bear. I've, again, 2 years, I've never seen a bear even close to Alberton, so I don't think Maybe the orchard is an issue. That's a whole separate issue, though. I don't think the orchard should be an issue for the town of Alberton with Verismont.
Thank you for your comment. Karen, you had a comment?
Yes. The letter that was sent out from the Verismont Working Group last week said that Alberton in 2025 adopted the conflict plan. No, they adopted a resolution for the conflict plan. That's an important difference. And in Verismont Alberton 2025 accomplishments, this is found on the website for the Bear Working Group. On page 4, Verismont Working Group is not a nonprofit organization, so any grants we receive must be administered through a non-fiscal. That's where people are getting that information. They are not a nonprofit. That might be a minimal little difference in people's minds, but Sharon just made a big point of saying it's a wild rumor that they're not a nonprofit. Excuse me, it's right here in their paperwork. And I love Sharon. I get along with Sharon. I'm not picking bones with Sharon. It's right here in their paperwork. They are not a nonprofit organization.
But the money goes to... It goes to a nonprofit.
Exactly.
And they're the ones that manage everything. We're not for profit.
Right. And one other comment. Tonight you handed out June 2023, the working group. The final was April 2024, which is 18 pages, not 12 pages. It says right in this draft that these are recommendations, not mandates. They're not ordinances. Why didn't we get the 18-page copy and only got the 12? This is 10 months after this paper.
I gave that to you personally.
Okay.
Because you asked for it at the meeting. And
I appreciate that.
And your time is up.
There's a more recent copy of this on the website. You can print it out. It's 18 pages, and that's all the information out.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
So we will be talking about that a lot more. Mark, did you have a comment?
One last comment. I know it's getting late. We've got to get out of here. We're talking about important things like lions and bears and horses. Right? You guys got it.
Oh, my.
So, anyway, I know the city council, what I'm trying to say is you guys got a lot on your plate right now. You're doing a lot. I just wanted to remind what I had proposed last month with my company, JFF Propane, that the county or the city would be able to put out a notification to have bids done on the city's propane. Have the opportunity for other companies to possibly save you money, and I'm gonna be right here in Alberton. So,
thank you for reminding us.
You have a lot on your plate, I just wanted to remind you.
Thank you, I appreciate that, Mark.
Kim. Kim Garding and I represent the Alberton Senior Citizens. I was just double checking on the sign to see if that was okay. It was on the minutes for the last meeting on the 7th, I think it was, that I had asked about a sign for out in front of the building with interchangeable signs for Alberton Senior Citizen Center lunches, town council meeting, and for the market. So the signs would be changeable. So you take them off and put them on for appropriate days.
Was that not?
Yeah, I don't. I guess we weren't clear on what type of a sign. Can I contact you then and get more clarity on what type of a sign you're asking for? And then we can get it on the agenda and get it discussed and decided.
You just said it's out there.
What's out there?
The sign. Didn't you say it was out there already? If it
no,
was okay?
No.
Oh.
2 years ago it was okay, but now it needs to go to the council, so I'm just...
Okay.
So if you want to contact me, that would be great.
I will, okay. That will be good, so I can get additional information on that. I might have to contact you as well, Garth, to be sure that I have all the data for the bid. Were you at the parking cam? I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't. Two other things. I need clarification on whose responsibility is it for the tables and chairs to be put back? And is it Alberton Senior Citizen Center responsibility to make sure the town council has keys to the building? Because I need to go make copies if we need to.
Okay, the town is the landlord.
Okay.
And so we are the holders of the keys. We have issued the seniors keys.
Yes.
Okay, and so where did you need additional keys?
We just had a set of keys for me and a set of keys for Sharon. And when Sharon retired, I was wondering if we could get those back so we can give them to the new hire, which would be Martin.
My keys.
I have asked for Sharon to maintain those keys as a council member.
Okay.
And then Charlie, we did some work with keys in order to, because there are some keys you have we don't have. So if you could please come to the office and we could work that out. In fact, it would be good if we could talk more about the sign and get clarity on that and get the key issue worked out.
Okay.
That you could come to the office.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Did you have an initial one?
No.
You're good? Any additional public comment?
I would like to hear what Tim was going to respond.
Oh, I just wanted to address the beer can stuff. So, but yeah, I guess for the benefit of everyone here, my comment was to the effect of that in my capacity as a council member, those concerns are exactly why we're being so rigorous about drafting ordinances that deal with their avoidance and mitigation, because the whole point is to have laws and ordinances that make sense for everyone, and ideally, if you're living your life normally, you wouldn't even have to worry about the laws at all. So those are the kinds of things that we're working on. Concerns that cost of fair ordinances that are suddenly being forced on you, it's valid, and we're aware.
Harry.
Yeah, I'm thankful to both council member and mayor to handle the horse issue very patiently, calmly, and a professional way. So thank you to all of you.
Well, thank you for that comment. I appreciate that, Harry. I have one final thing to talk about, and make sure that we don't have any additional public comment. I don't remember what month it was that Blue came to the meeting and asked about the story walk boards. They've been installed in the park, and Tuesday morning, the 26th at 10 a.m., there will be an open house starting right out here in the corner in the park for the story walk boards. And over here on the table, there's more information about the little story walk boards. It's kind of a nice little project that our librarian undertook, and our maintenance staff was quick at getting that installed. Any additional public comment?
Clarification. Is the meeting on the 26th starting at 6 or 7?
I have stated 6.
Yes.
Is that an issue with anyone who is going to be attending that meeting? The four candidates and the council who is coming to talk about budget as well as interview candidates.
That's one
comment regarding that time? Hearing none, do I have a motion?
I'd like to move to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.